Okay. All right, simmer.
We're just getting our claps in.
Donut.
Clapping what?
Go.
Hi, everyone. Donut here. This is the Unsubscribe Podcast. And welcome to our shenanigans, where we normally talk about video game things, but sometimes we go into Pokemon. This is Mr. Eli Double Tap.
God. Oh, we start this one off real.
Bro, bleep that one out real quick. Maybe the algorithm is
not. Pokemon boop.
Yeah. Pokemon boop.
We just talk about Pokemon here. Yay.
Batty streams.
Dude, people be coming into my stream now and they're like, what's up, Batty Streams? I'm like, you fucker.
I love your
How
podcast.
How dare you?
Batty Streams.
We call them sprinkles. Why are you drinking water?
That's not ranch water. That's just
water. This is regular water. I'm losing my voice again.
You need to put some ranch in that.
Yeah. Where's your ranch water at?
What if
you were supposed to do the ranch?
Oh, no. What if we put ranch dressing into ranch water and it's ranch water? Ranch dressing water.
Ranch. If we put ranch
okay,
and
so
water,
I'm gonna take these away from you.
We could put ranch in it and water into the ranch water.
So it's ranch water.
The universe collapses on itself.
You just divided by zero.
Batty, where's your pitch for ranch water? It's your turn.
So I had bronchitis because Donut's son gave me bronchitis.
And mono.
No, So I had bronchitis, which then turned into some kind of shitty throat infection, but not COVID. So that's great. I've had my brain poked so many times for these COVID tests.
How is this an ad for ranch water?
I'm explaining why I'm drinking water.
So Donut's son gave me
my throat right now.
Donut's son gave me mono and ranch water.
You guys see we're in China? They're doing COVID tests by sticking things in your ass now.
Are you joking?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the new COVID test.
Oh, I did see that. Is it that real?
It's an ass swab now. And then they do your throat with the same thing.
The same one.
I don't know.
It's double dipping.
I don't know if it's a meme, but they're talking.
I mean, that has to be a meme.
I don't know.
I don't know if you're joking right now. Is this joking, Donut?
I've seen it too.
I've seen it on social media. I don't know if it's real.
Oh, okay. So this isn't a bit. You guys actually saw this somewhere.
Yeah, like
that's why. Oh, fuck.
I'm an actual doctor now.
My penis is a swab. It tests for COVID.
Is that what you tell the ladies? Excuse me, ma'am. Your COVID test.
You're a COVID negative. Oh.
My God.
Listen here, mono. Can't even do it. Just a simple plug. You go on a sad story being a victim with bronchitis and mono.
Okay, that's a good... what you said is a good, like, Batty does the TikTok. I don't do that shit. Be like, ranch water.
Oh, ting.
It's like a projectile. Oh.
Well, I'm drinking. Thanks, guys.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Our creative brains have worked way too similar.
I can't wait till my throat closes up on me. This will be great.
Get better genetics.
I'm a ginger. I already lost that pool, bud.
That is very true.
You know, after like meeting you, I looked up if Hitler killed gingers.
Did he?
He didn't.
No.
Even though you're inferior.
You are the 1%.
You stop it. Gingers are great, dude.
Gingers are great. I think every ginger I've ever met has had a huge personality, to be completely honest.
You can just say I have a giant
dick.
They got
to make
fine.
Up for like eating souls of kittens.
No, that's why we have a huge personality, because as we absorb souls.
We're absorbing personality.
So it just keeps growing.
How many souls have you...
I don't have time to count all my freckles.
Yeah,
today,
he's got like 1,000 freckles.
I got a lot of freckles, man.
So
that's where they're count.
Yeah, every freckle on a ginger is a soul they've stolen.
You got some big souls. I mean, there's some really big freckles I can see from here.
Why did that feel like an insult? Why did that feel hurt?
You're like, that hurt.
I don't know why that was mean, but it hurt. God damn.
I like you looked over at your freckles like, what's that even mean? What's a big soul? What's a big soul mean?
Ranch water's good. Drink
ranch
it.
Ranch water.
There's your fucking bit.
Do you guys like video games?
Yeah, I know. Today, today's topic, we'll talk about our first love and passion of video games. The one that
Huh? Aerith.
That was the, I mean, I wasn't talking about that passion, but that was the good, that over
what Tifa? Was yours?
Over Tifa.
Oh,
Aerith.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
Tifa,
man.
Tifa or...
He doesn't know either of them.
Anarchy Online. I have no idea what you guys
are talking
about.
No, Tifa or Aerith? Did you play Final
Your first,
Fantasy?
Okay. Literally,
oh,
your first love.
Video games?
Yeah!
Oh, I thought we were talking about video games that we
Well, that's what we were
going to.
Oh, your first video game, like, character.
Yeah. Remember Aerith?
Lara Croft, man, with her triangle titties.
Those are hot,
but... Tomb Raider.
You remember Final Fantasy VII?
No, not off the top of my mind.
Okay, we're just... Block him out this episode.
So what we're gonna do is on the YouTube video, we're gonna put a big picture of Aerith and Tifa.
Yeah.
Peace.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I'm a. Where's your phone? Okay, Donut. Well, me and Batty have this heated discussion. Look up Tifa versus Aerith, and he's gonna make the final call on a battle. I already know who has won. Really?
I mean, dude. Oh man. Never mind.
Was it the long, dirty sundress that got you?
I don't know what. Why can't I just? I liked her more than Tifa.
But why? She had like what qualities?
All right, she saw it.
That's Tiffa.
Oh right, fuck!
We got Tiffa.
Come on.
Tiffa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, look up. But come on, that pink dress, dude.
It's definitely not Batty's type.
What's the other one?
Aerith.
Aerith.
Okay.
Aerith. I mean, Batty's type has changed over time.
That is true. Absolutely. It was the sundress and the flowers that really got me. It's those weird bangs.
Stop it.
They're both pretty.
Yeah.
Let me see what you got.
Hold on. Let me find a good full.
Like, you're going to meet Aerith at church.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That, like, literally, you're going to meet that girl at church.
God damn, though. Come on.
She's like, I really love Bible study. Do you want to come and hang out afterwards? We can send him.
Tifa's like,
She wants to go to the gym with you. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck yeah, she does. And then OG Tiffa?
She does. Even
then
like
boobies.
Everything they play, she's like wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, here
what's wrong with a dress?
Your girl, you were talking. You like the other one, right?
Yeah. He likes the whore.
Oh wow.
She does not get around. First off, Tiffa is not a whore. Okay.
It's the nerdiest.
She just has boobs.
Horrified of all time.
She had some huge boobs for the PlayStation
era.
My
Final Fantasy character is way harder than your Final Fantasy character. I just want you to know that. She's a whore.
You like dudes.
Yeah, as we're talking about it.
Good Tomb Raider is a good choice.
Okay.
But this is not the conversation.
The actual conversation.
You got his... On another tangent.
I was busy thinking about boobies. Leave me alone.
So how's it feel to be wrong, though?
I'm not wrong.
Viewers, if you could just...
Everyone,
comment,
whether it's on
Tifa.
YouTube, in your review, please put either Tifa or Aerith, whoever your favorite Final Fantasy VII thought was. I need to know. Eli needs to know.
And Cloud slowly unzips Batty's pants.
No.
He gets onto his knees.
To reveal his Buster Sword. Yeah.
He grasps it in his firm, calloused fingers.
I'm gonna throw up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What is the first game that... Okay, you said RuneScape? RuneScape was your OG jam?
No, Anarchy Online.
Oh, yeah, that was your...
The game that you played more than anything. Like, you didn't want to get up. You didn't want to move. You're like, no! Ground me! I don't give a fuck! Okay. Like, that was the game?
Anarchy Online is the one that I remember. But the first game ever that I wouldn't get up from so much I pissed my pants and my dad wouldn't let me play it was Super Mario World 3. Yeah. I remember playing it and I was playing it and like I was at the end of the level and I didn't want to get up. And I didn't do it on purpose. I just accidentally pissed myself because I was holding it. And I pissed myself. I was like 7. And then my dad saw that I pissed myself while playing a game. And so he like super cut my video game time for the next year. That sucked.
John, I can't pause it. It's an online game.
Or you could pause this one.
Yeah, Super Mario.
This is 100%. Pause any time in the game.
It's a possible game. Yeah, but I just pissed myself instead.
Dad, I'm so...
He wasn't there watching me piss
How did
myself.
He find out?
Because I'm a stupid kid, so you can't hide anything. So I, like, took my pants off and put them in the floor of the bathroom like a child would do. Like, I'm trying to hide what I did, so I'm just going to put my pissy pants in the floor where everyone's going to find it. So yeah, that happened.
Oh man,
I shit myself on purpose one time. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer no to that.
Yeah. I was like 9, and it's funny because that's the first time I ever said fuck that day too. I was in the lunchroom and Miss Abel at Midway Elementary.
That
in,
bitch
in Lindell, Georgia. She wouldn't let me go poop during lunch. And I was like, I got to go poop. And she was like, you're not going to get up. And I was like, I got to go poop. And she's like, you're not going to the bathroom. And I looked her in the eyes and shit my pants and was like, well, I pooped. And my dad came and picked me up. And I had a half day of school that day. And he wasn't even mad. He was mad at them.
Yeah. That is the most savage kid thing.
That's pretty fucking hard. That's
just
like
started as. I mean, you inserted your dominance the best way you can.
Fuck the man. Am I right?
Yeah.
And then I became a cop.
I need to poop. No.
I shit myself. I looked her in the eyes and shit myself, and I was like, "This is your problem."
And
now,
you know, like, you were 9, so you weren't like doing a cold stone face. You were like this. The tension on the cheeks and the lips
turning red.
Yeah, the veins on your neck kicked up. And she's like, what are you doing?
I'm done.
She knew. I can't remember it, but I imagine her face knowing I'm shitting in the lunchroom. Her face is probably just like, oh.
What the fuck's wrong with this car? She tells that story completely different.
I know. Like when someone asks, what's the worst student you ever had? Like, that's her story.
Let me tell you what about Cody from Lindale, Georgia.
Yeah, right. In 1996.
This little kid.
Shithead.
Jesus.
I hope she dies in her sleep thinking about me.
Very peacefully at the old age of 95.
I don't want her to die. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Miss Abel.
It's
one of the man.
She's probably dead already, to be honest. But
you made eye contact with someone while you were pooping.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, so okay, weird. We were all in the military. We've all made eye contact with somebody while shitting.
I don't like it.
Do you remember being like in some old shitty base, like on a porta shitter? There's no barrier, just a hole in a bench.
Yeah.
And you're just like, your elbows touch another man. And you're like, y'all got to play the, just staring at the wall, but there's another fucking set of dudes right there.
Well, PAX has that stalls, it's half stalls for like at the event downstairs, because that's where like druggies and stuff. So they like, oh, how do we solve this? Well, we'll just cover this portion. So the stalls literally go here.
Wait, like Penny Arcade here. Exposition, like PAX.
Yes.
It's south or?
In Seattle.
Oh, Prime.
So PAX West. Prime, the toilets downstairs on the first floor of the Expo Center all go to here. So I was
I've never seen that in my life.
They're hip weathers. Just so everybody who's listening knows, they go to like your elbows. Like.
Yes, is where the, so like I was like, I got a shit, and I walk in and I'm like, I was like, this line isn't that bad. It's like halfway, so I can shit pretty quick. So I like walk in and I'm like,
that like four dude dudes
shitting.
Are looking.
Yeah, that dude is shitting and he's staring at me.
Did you just turn around and walk out?
No, I took a picture. Because I was like, I've never seen stalls so like this before. And I was just like,
what? One,
the best part is this. The dude like sees me. Like I was like, what the fuck? And you just see Humble go like this. He just like crouched.
He's just bent over. Yeah. He just bent over to hide
like,
himself.
Nah, I ain't even making eye contact during this. I was like, what? Why do they have half doors and like it's just
oh my god,
so weirdest fucking thing. Weirdest thing.
At a modern gaming convention.
Yeah, I left and went to someplace else to poop.
I went to E3 in 2019, and I've never smelled the worst, like in a bathroom so bad. Even in the military, I never smelled a bathroom so bad. Like the combination of people who don't bathe plus whatever their diets are.
Dude, nerd, if you're a nerd, fucking, if you go to a convention, take a goddamn shower, please.
Please. Put deodorant on.
Fuck.
Wash a little bit.
One time.
Just that first day, please. Maybe the third day. Like, sure, take a day off, whatever. Just take a shower.
Just hide you.
Get some
just
baby wipes. Clean yourself if you don't want to get in the water,
take the
evil
horse
water.
Bath at least.
Yeah, man.
get the baby wipes. The sink and just do this a little bit.
Just pits, fucking dick and ass. Like, get your shit sorted, man.
It's not that hard. And that's why there's the meme. Like the dude that on Reddit that blew up where he was just taking photos at the Magic the Gathering tournament.
Oh, the peace sign guy?
Yeah, the prayer.
Yeah, the prayer thing. And they kicked him out of all the Magic the Gathering tournaments.
For like 2 years. Like, yo.
Because he was doing it behind people with their ass cracked showing, right?
But it was like dozens of pictures. Whole asses sometimes.
Yeah, he's just like that the entire time.
Oh, man. What's that guy's name? I want to get him on the podcast.
Oh, that would be rad. He would probably come out for
it. Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, dude. I don't remember his name.
Bro. Prayer guy. Prayer MTG man.
That prayer booty man. Magic the Gathering guy.
Yeah, you want to come shoot some guns and hang out with the boys?
And drink ranch water?
And drink
ranch water.
Dude. We got you, boy.
Ranch and water.
So you had Mario 3, Super Mario Brothers 3.
What was yours, Eli?
You pissed your pants.
What was the game that, even if you didn't piss yourself, what was the game that you would have pissed yourself to play?
I had two. Okay, well, let's break this up into two different things. You have your PC, because I think that's a different level of video game, like, latch on.
Yeah.
Like, my PlayStation games. You gave me those old school games, Metal Gear Solid, I played.
Go back and play that so bad, like the first one.
Oh yeah, I used to be able to quote the entire fucking game, like throughout it
with your socks.
Yeah, and I was like,
snake. <Yeah.
laughs> Colonel, what's a Russian gunship doing here? Indeed, that's it. That's exactly, and then it's like either going to America. Oh, man, I could quote that whole goddamn game.
Stop it.
Beat it through all of it. Got all the ranks. Big boss. Like. Literally just played that so goddamn much. You go through the first vent on the first story because it's faster. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about anything, and it's faster traverse. If you do kill three people when you have stealth camouflage, Gray Fox, they won't give you the speech about being a stealth killer. Yeah, I know.
Spin in three circles, go left, right, A, B, down.
Exactly. And
the game's done.
And I'm like, bam. But that I played way, way too many times. I had that game just
memorized.
Down.
You had the whole thing done. Yeah.
That's when, like, I would just see how fast I could beat it before speedrunning one is the thing. Yeah. I would just, like, run it as fast as possible.
Yep.
Like, this game is the best.
Did you do that because you loved it and that was your game? Or was that, like, the only game, like, you had at the time?
I wasn't. I had games at that time. I wasn't, like,
but that was, like, your shit.
That was my shit. That, like, yeah, that didn't deal with poverty. That was just my game. I've seen those judging eyes.
Those are not judging eyes. I only say that because there were times when I had a game and it's all I could play because my parents couldn't buy me any more games.
Because our parents sucked, man.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Why don't y'all get better jobs, guys?
God, oh, man.
It's a Ford.
Why'd you have to be a
firefighter? I love you,
and a nurse.
Mother and father, if you're listening.
I love you guys. We're playing. We're playing.
We love you.
We're going to shit on you, though. Not playing. We love you guys. You gave us life.
I did that. Resident Evil 2, I put in a lot of hours. But the first one, EverQuest, and EverQuest definitely dumped just hours.
It sucked your soul
out of your body. 40-hour raids were fine. 24 to 40-hour raids, you're like, okay. Or like camping spots. You just sit there for that, like 40 hours. Cool. I'll just get up and pee. Oh, I just killed the placeholder. Get up, pee, eat real quick, come back. Start the rotation and you start a time like 6 minute rotation
go.
Whatever it was, and you just sit there and get whatever piece of gear. You would live that life. You would never log off. Miss lots of school from it, but it's EverQuest. I didn't give it. That was one of the first MMOs, so you're in that world, you're having a good time, you're meeting new people.
Yep.
And when you're a badass in that game, you're a fucking badass.
Wow.
Everyone knew your character in that game. Not in the real world.
Okay. I thought that's where you're going
school.
With that. Yeah.
I was still in high school. Still super deep. Not doing anything.
I don't know how I never... I found Anarchy Online through GamePro article. I didn't know what EverQuest was, but I got into Anarchy Online, which was around the same time period, but it was sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with that the same way. And I would I almost fell like middle school and the first half of high school playing Anarchy Online. It was the same shit though. It was an MMO, so you get with friends, you do raids. Yeah.
And it consumes you. Well, I was gonna say
it does.
Like,
it consumes the fuck out of your life.
Absolutely. Holy shit.
There were times where my friends would be like, you wanna come out and like hang out with chicks that really like you? And I'm like, no, even like, you know, like prepubescent me fucking wanting to hang out with chicks really bad would be like, no, I got a raid.
Y'all have a raid at 8 p.m.? They really need me. My GPS is next level. I'll see you guys later. Yeah, we did Jared Goins. That's the dude that got me involved on EverQuest. He was like the kid in our apartment complex. He had the game, and we would sit at the bus stop. He was telling me about it. I was like,
I want this.
Yeah, he invited me over one day, and like I was like, what the fuck am I watching right now? Because that's like a mind-blowing experience coming from
sure.
No computers and then going into that. And I'm like, and he started a drow or dark elf in that game. And he's like, there, you have like night vision. You can actually see.
So your problem started young.
Yes. And I was like walking around. I was like, oh, what do I do here? Oh, why'd that guard kill me? Oh, you worship the wrong god, so he doesn't like you. I was like, no, that's brutal.
Just like real life.
That's just like real life.
That's okay. So
shit.
He's like, did you have anything? I was like, I don't know, all my starting stuff. He's like, well, you have to go back and get it. I was like, huh? He's like, wait, what? I have to go get my stuff? He's like, yeah, you have to go collect it. I was like, oh, man, this game would be crazy the stronger you get. And then you get stronger, the world's gigantic, and it's just that whole, like, exploring and everything. So I was like, oh, I love it. Batty? Whoa.
Man, so I hate to even bring it up because this has been, like, it was Pokemon, man. Without a doubt, early Game Boy.
That was your jam?
Dude, holy... Red, blue, and it was red, and then gold and silver. I had both of them, and then eventually crystal, and that one came out. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, my God. My Game Boy was everywhere I was. I had spare batteries. Mm-hmm. I had the lights and shit, because this was before the Game Boy had the backlight. I didn't have a Game Boy Color with the backlight.
Yeah, you got to have the little light attachment.
Yep.
The light hangs over it.
Because there was no backlight on the Game Boy. So it was, dude, that was a lot of my childhood. But, like, if we're talking console stuff, because I didn't do a lot of PC gaming, because it was the family computer. But when I did, I was always on StarCraft. StarCraft 2, Brood War. Yep. Dude, Battle.net. Any chance I could get online, I would sneak online at night, you know, like, hoping the modem, wasn't too fucking loud. Dude, straight up just praying so I could sneak on and fucking get on Battle.net to get in some StarCraft 2 game, or StarCraft games. That was fucking brutal, but... The first, like, RPG that was like, well, goodbye world, Morrowind and Oblivion, the two Elder Scrolls games. Because I got into Morrowind a little later than its launch.
Morrowind was so good.
Dude, Morrowind was amazing.
That water was so mind-blowing back in the day.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit, right?
I was like, this game's graphics will never get past this.
Oblivion, though, was the first RPG that I did everything in. There was nothing I did not do for Oblivion. Elder Scrolls for Oblivion.
You did
everything. I actually got into a review of Game Informer magazine way back in the day because I did a bunch of... I used to write all the time about Oblivion because that was the first time... That was when DLCs were coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to be able to go out and you'd buy your fucking DLC disc.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd have to download off the disc because you weren't getting that shit offline half the time. You couldn't do that. So I remember Game Informer every month would come with a disc and you'd get, like, fucking trials to, like, the horse armor, the most memed fucking... DLC ever. I don't give a fuck. I had that horse armor and I fucking loved it. But yeah, I got into a couple different articles of Game Informer just because I was writing about Oblivion so much because I was playing it so much and I knew every single fucking thing about that game.
Like, Brad, you're wrong from Game Informer. Technically, you have to start the quest
wrong.
This way? Okay. I'm actually in, not Game Informer. What was the other ones? God, there was like, Game
Nintendo Tips and Tricks. Power.
Tips and Tricks.
Yep.
Tips and Tricks. I was in that for.
Not around anymore.
All those weird. They all died, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Tips and Tricks. I was in one of the issues for. I had one issue for drawing and then one issue for Armored Core.
Armored Core!
Dude.
Holy shit! My jam. Why is there not a new Armored Core?
They haven't had. PS3 was the last one. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, Armored Core was like the first. Gundam. Straight up, it was Gundam on crack. You could completely customize your Armored Core, your robot. Different guns, missile launchers on your back. You could put everything in. You'd make your dude too heavy so he couldn't move fast, but he was armored as fuck. Oh, God, Armored Core was so good.
It was so, it's like, that was my jam. And number two, I wrote in, I was like, hey, my mech can destroy any one of your mechs. That thing, because you would write in your exact build, and then they would test it and compete with all the other mechs. I had the one that won all the entire tournament for Tips and Tricks. That was one. I was like, my proud moment. And my boy Jordan. God, that was high school. Jordan Black.
Shout out to Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan Black. You're out there. He, during high school, we were sitting at lunch. He was like, you ever heard of Armored Core? I was like, yeah, I have a pretty cool mech. I've
played that before.
Yeah, once or twice. He was like, my mech could crush yours. I'm going through the tournament. In the game, you have a tournament system you go through. And I was like, he's like, yeah, come over, bring your mech. I was like, okay, put it on my plate. And like, you had your memory card. Your
memory card. You'd bring your memory card everywhere you went back then.
Yeah. And I was like, click. And then I look at his mech. I was like, bro, your mech sucks. And he's like, no, it's going to be. And I fucking wrecked him. He was like, I can't do anything. What the? I was
you like, you should be dodging every attack just with your boosters. Just poof,
yeah. Poof. And I had the nuke and the carousel. So I had like the full, the gangster build out. And I just destroyed him. He's like, this is like Gundam when I'm like a regular mech and you have like the Epion system. I was like, fuck yeah, bro. I built this to destroy
Jordan people. Black.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked, son. I remember you from high school. You died like a bitch. Love you, Jordan.
I hope you're living a wonderful life right now.
Ranch water.
Ranch water. But yeah, so you had what? Just Oblivion. What was your first PC? And then StarCraft.
My first like PC like addiction was StarCraft Brood War.
Okay.
That and Diablo 2. But StarCraft Brood War was without a doubt. Woo. Man, those 24/7 money maps. So like, do you remember the naming convention like of the old like Battle.net? Because it was nothing. Old school Battle.net is nothing like it is now.
No,
obviously.
God, no, it's completely.
But it was like this weird like
text box.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just like green text. And if you knew how to use some CSS, you could put different colors in your text. And everyone's like, "Well, how do you do that?" And you'd be like, "I just copy pasted it from another one I saw." That was the trick. And it was just like there was lobbies about porn and people would draw like custom maps. So they would have custom maps with the minerals and crystals and shit into like naked chicks and shit, dude. Oh my God.
How many times did you jerk off to that, baddie? Okay.
Ranch water.
Ranch water times.
Man.
Dude, yeah, StarCraft though, I was good at StarCraft Brood War, man. That was my life for a long time. I would just meme on people like Zerg rushing out the gate to be a dick.
Zerg rush? God. Imagine what I hate. I love where we are right now with the Twitch and everything. But dear God, I think the hours we could have dedicated to Twitch if we were younger at that time frame. Because mm-hmm. I would have Twitched like nonsense. Oh, I don't know about you. I would have just Twitch the entire time. I'd be like, what's up, guys? Welcome to my 48-hour stream.
This shit.
48-hour stream.
I got into the game at 27 or 28.
Your body can handle that. Yeah. Batty does it. He's dying in front of us.
24 hours. He's like,
well, I mean, I also do that a lot. My body is dying.
What's your longest stream, Batty?
39 and a half hours. Straight, nonstop.
Never.
Kings did a 48, so like,
I don't know.
I was really mad because I was wide awake after I finished that 39. Like, I was just bored, so I was like, I guess I'm just gonna end now, guys. I don't know what else to fucking do. I'd been playing Tarkov for 39 and a half hours. I was like, see you later, I guess. And I was awake the rest of the day. I was like, I should have just stayed on. And
like me at 9 hours in stream, I'm like, what day is it?
Where am I?
Where have I been?
Yeah, where? Who am I?
No, I can just stay awake forever.
Yeah.
I don't sleep anyways.
But imagine like you streaming Anarchy at young at 15 year old.
I played it for 12 hours straight anyways. So,
no problem either.
And it was a big game back then. I could have had thousands of viewers, you know, concurrent viewers. This is what you do with your...
Well, dude, that's it. Imagine if we had known about this shit and started building our audience that long ago.
No, I could play EverQuest for 20 to 30 hours.
Forever. Fingers cramped.
I would fall asleep on video games. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, yeah. Holy shit,
fall asleep on your keyboard sometimes and wake up and like there's little squares in your fucking face.
The amount of times I've fallen asleep playing my old Game Boy and then my Game Boy would die and I'd have like a panic attack when I woke up because I'd be like... I turned it on. I'm like, it's not working. I'm flicking the switch. It won't turn on. What was I doing? Did I save?
Yeah.
Do you remember pre-autosave games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. We grew up. We were in the golden age of like video games, man.
We are, yeah.
We're
experiencing it still, you know?
Yeah, which is really neat because, you know,
the video games. We got to see the whole
We got to see everything.
No, the start to now and you get to experience it all. It's just a glorious time. I mean, like EverQuest, I'd fall asleep during auto key when running. So I just like, I'd be like, oh, auto key run and let my guy go. And I just remember I'd be like, I woke up and my character's like
at a tree
on his binded area, like where he died, like a bind area. I was like, I have no idea where I died.
I died somewhere.
Yeah, you died somewhere in this world. I was like, oh. Go to a zone. Fuck. I'd be like, was it corpse find? Corpse find? It'd just be like, not located. I'm like, it's not in this zone. Like, walk to the next one. Corpse find. And it just gives you a rough location. It's like, you have sent your course, your body north. I'd be like, well.
I guess I'm doing this for like 3 hours.
Yeah. Gotta locate this body now.
Dude, was EverQuest that big?
Oh, here. OT. So we have, here's a good example. OT, to take the boat from
Eli's drawing boobs
from Oasis to OT. Yeah. So Oasis to OT, I think the boat trip, just the boat trip to go. So if you died one of these zones, and this is just how you travel around. It's a 30-minute boat ride.
It's not like WoW where you get on the blimp and it's just
no.
Like, it zones you in.
Like, you go like, later. Okay, I got
to
wait.
Why wouldn't you just zone people in? Why do you have to sit on the boat? Why this is that a game mechanic?
Because this was how it was. This was an experience. Okay, I got to wait for the boat. You'd walk and you sit there.
No, fuck that.
15 or 30 minutes and you just sit there. Everyone would sit. So you'd talk. You'd make new friends. You'd be like, hey, what's up, man?
That was like Morrowind, didn't you? You were on one side of the map and you had to. There was no fast travel back then. You just walked. I guess there was the Silt Striders. They kind of had fast travel.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. You got teleported.
You could go up on the big things with the long legs. So,
Yeah,
it was just walk and you'd go, okay, got on the boat. And then you just sit on the boat. Boat would wait for like 5 minutes and take off. Then it travels and it zones. Then it goes through that zone. Then it finally gets to OT and you pull up and you're like, woo, I made it. Fuck yeah, let's go. And then hopefully you got to where you needed to bind and not die. Otherwise, you're doing that whole trip again.
So
and that's one zone. That's
in
like
EverQuest,
literally.
Could you kill like quest NPCs?
Yeah, they would. Oh, but they were really strong.
So yeah, I remember that. That was like my like a learning moment for me in gaming in Morrowind. You could kill like the main quest NPCs. Like they were tough.
Oh, yeah.
And then your game was just a message would pop up on your screen being like, the moons and stars aren't aligned anymore. That. You've made a mistake that's irreversible. But you like, it was just like, what did I do? What the fuck was that? You've killed the main questline NPC or like a quest giver. So you can no longer finish the game. It's like, hope you fucking saved, bud. That shit was wild. Or like you'd have a guide quest and one of them would die.
And then you're just screwed. You're like, well,
I can't play this game.
It was fucking brutal, man. Like, nowadays, you can't do that shit. You can't kill, like, the main characters and shit. You knock them unconscious, and they magically fucking wake back up in a minute.
God, this is, like, oh, the old stuff of, like, being able to stream that. Now, okay, if you had an what would you stream now if you could stream it? Let's say it didn't have rules. You could stream whatever you wanted.
Like, these days?
Yeah, these days.
Like, are you saying we're constricted to streaming what people want to see, but if we could stream what we wanted to?
Yeah, like, if I was, like, anything. If I could go on Crunchyroll and just stream me watching anime, oh, 100%, anything. Like, I would do that. I'd be like, welcome to my 8-hour stream, guys. Today we're watching the entire series of Attack on Titan. Play.
Just sit there.
Just veg the fuck out. Yeah.
Oh, man. I would stream me playing RimWorld while watching anime in my bed.
See?
That's my happy place.
Do you just play RimWorld on your laptop?
I do. I get my laptop, and I just play RimWorld, and I have anime in the background, and I just I veg out, and I'm like,
Yep. Oh, dude, it would be like my old school RPGs that I don't play anymore. Absolutely. Morrowind. Anything Elder Scrolls related that's not Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah. Dude, those old... Man, I love... Like those old games, they're just hard to stream. Like when you're playing,
they're not good. Story games are hard to stream.
Yeah, it's the content's just not because you're like, how do I enter? Do I just talk and do voices?
Well, even then, like when it comes, so my issue with RPGs or story driven games as a content creator, even more so as like an entertainer, like I just want to veg out and fucking immerse myself. Anytime I'm in one of these RPGs, that's why I have trouble playing RPGs. I have trouble pulling myself out of the game constantly to read chat or talk to people because I'm no longer paying attention to the game like I would normally. I'd be like, fuck, I just missed what that dude said. I needed to know what that dude said. Like, even if it's not important, it could be a mindless dumb fact. It could be when you're walking through a town and a random guard says, stop, you like shit like that. Like, I'm like, I missed what he said. I needed to know what he said. And so like, that's why I can play a shooter all day, because I don't need to give a fuck.
No,
about what's going on.
It's rinse, repeat the entire time. You're like, okay.
It's hard to play RPGs for me because I lose that immersion that I needed playing RPGs.
What's the one you were playing recently that just came out? It's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, they just came out with Baldur's Gate
3. I RP'd through the entire thing, and it was actually a lot of fun.
Wait, you beat it?
No, well, I stopped because I... So Baldur's Gate 3 came out in early access.
Trust me, and that's why I stopped.
That's exactly why I stopped. I played like 5 hours into it. It wasn't because it was too buggy or because it was bad.
Oh, you got the
good content. Work. Yeah, it was great for me. The content isn't finished, and I don't want to get burnt out before the game's done. I don't want to play through an early access RPG when you're only getting half of the story in an unfinished state. It's going to ruin it for me. I'm not going to want to play it again. Like, I have trouble replaying certain RPGs, and like, I don't want to, like, all the characters aren't in it, all the classes are in it. Like, fuck,
no,
man.
No, God, no. Because I had it where it was like, you get the ship down.
Yep.
Ship goes down. You go out of the burning ship. And you know you can go left or right, and left has those brain monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Intellect devourers.
Yeah, and they didn't give me no warning, like anything.
Oh, they just killed the fuck out of you.
Yeah, and then autosave was before the big fight in the ship, and I was like, you've been autosaving this entire time, video game. You have autosaved this entire fucking time. I beat the boss. The plane goes down. And you don't fucking autosave after the big boss in the hour cinematic. And then I die like a bitch because brain thing. You didn't say don't go that way. I just went that way. And a fucking instant one shot of me. I was like, cool. I'll just load
you know what right that is? That's a taste of old school gaming, dude.
Yeah. I was so mad.
Dude, could you? Okay. 15-year-old Eli, you know what you would have done though? You would have done the exact same fucking thing over and over again. Because you know what? You didn't have a life and you could just do that.
But
now you're like, I got shit to do later, man. I don't want to wait another hour.
And I would have saved myself because autosave really just hit or miss.
In RPGs, I'm a paranoid saver. Like,
you're the guy that's like, autosave. You see it and you're like, save.
Straight up, dude.
Save. You save again.
Like, F4. F4.
Doesn't this, it was good though. Like, past that.
I mean, I want to play it, and I'm super excited because I love Baldur's Gate. It's you do too. Like, it's Baldur's Gate. It just needs to be finished.
I think if we did a co-op story, that would be a good one.
So my issue with co-op stuff in a lot of these games, I had this issue with Divinity 2 as well. If you start it and other people aren't there, like, you want to play it one time because it's hard to get us all together sometimes. Like, I can't play my character. I'm just fucking shelved. And then you end up, or somebody will play and their character will, and then they'll play all the characters because it's not like, when you want to play, it's only your character. You then have to take care of everybody's shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you'd have to have that. And that's a hard because you want to start that schedule. And we'd be like, okay, 2 days a week, we have to do this.
And
you're like,
fuck. Exactly. And then, I don't know. I've had, that's why with RPGs and shit, I just want to veg out so I can't stream them.
True.
I just want to watch anime.
I know. I've been wanting to play an RPG for a while now, and I feel like every chance to have downtime, I just don't know. I haven't found anything I want to do.
Downtime's the hardest. Like, my downtime, we discussed it before, anime is my go-to for downtime. Like, I'm kind of playing Dragon Quest IX, but it's still, because that's the Switch, I get to lay in my bed and play that for 30 minutes and go to bed. RPGs, though, you're just like, I have to grind. This is a JRPG.
You have to grind.
Especially old school RPGs. There's a good grinding aspect there.
Yeah, there's
like, so this is the horrible thing about nostalgia is like, you remember how happy you were when you were younger playing a game, and then you try to revisit it. Like, I tried to play Chrono Trigger recently and was like, no.
You like, put it down instantly.
Yeah, it's like you try to give it a chance, and you're trying so hard. And you get like 20 minutes into it, and you're just like, I'm going to go work. Like, I'm going to go do other things.
I want to make money. I want to do anything else other than
nostalgia glasses, dude. They kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Nostalgia glasses. That's what it is, man.
It's so rough. P99 is the OG EverQuest. So it's like playing vanilla EverQuest. Yeah. And that was how it was. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to install this. This has everything.
I tried to do that recently. I tried to play EverQuest 2, I think it was.
Oh, God. At least that had like a map. Like,
a map, though. Yeah. But like, I couldn't do it. I played a couple hours and I was like, I can't do this.
Imagine The best way to explain EverQuest is imagine World of Warcraft, but Tarkov. That's EverQuest. No map, no HUD.
Oh, no.
Your HUD, there is a HUD. Like, in order to recharge your mana as a magic user, wizard, or anything, and this is OG, you'd have to meditate. Meditate, then, is the book opens, and now that covers your entire screen, so you can't see anything around.
You can't see what's going on, man.
And you just sit there for... and. Oh my God, and you got health every, I forget how many seconds, it was every tick, 6 seconds, 10 seconds. And it was only like 4 health or
it was slow.
12. So in order to get all, the old raids, your warrior characters would have to sit there for 30 minutes to recharge all their.
No shit. So everyone in the raid would just have to wait for the tank.
That was when you got your food.
There was no food at that time. So food and stuff didn't exist.
No, I meant when I say food, I mean in real life you'd go get food.
Yeah, literally just waiting. Yeah. You would literally go
break time. Go. We're fucking the tank is we're taking a short rest
sitting there.
Yeah, imagine it's like, "Okay guys, whoo, we just beat that fucking the second boss in the raid. Okay, everyone hour break. Get up, you go get your fucking food, you eat, you drink, you piss, you do everything. Yep. Eat and then okay, everyone's health and mana back up. We're good. Okay, let's get this raid going, guys. We're going on boss 3 now.
What a life drain
that bro. Is.
But that was the greatest fucking thing in the world. It was like the excitement, like, I'm ready to go. I want to do it. I want to raid today. I'm going to spend the next 14 hours doing raiding. This. And you were happy. And that didn't matter. Like, fuck going outside. Take that, Dad.
The I world.
I ain't going outside. Dad, what are you thinking? Yeah, those old games. Now when I play, even when I play Xenogears, because I try to make every couple of years I play through Xenogears, old PlayStation game, and I do an emulator, but with the random battles, I just do it times 100 speed, because emulators you can
Speed it up. I do the same thing with old Pokemon
games. I hold that for random battles. Spam the attack button, kill him.
Yep.
And at that moment, I was like, random battles are fucking stupid. They serve no purpose other than to grind.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
They got to put some kind of content in there between bosses.
Dude, emulators are kind of like the greatest thing in the world, though. Now, like, I've used so many to, again, do randomized runs on Pokemon games, shit like that.
If people listening to this don't know what an emulator is, you can download a PlayStation, a Game Boy, any console, old console,
like
GameCube. You can download that on your PC and play any game you want to for free. Any old game.
You download the game. Yeah,
make them look way better too. Mm-hmm. The games look
fast forward. And you can save them at any point.
Yes. Oh, the auto.
Oh, man. Control S. Hell yeah. Your emulator screen saves. It doesn't matter if in game saves. Good. Fuck that. Don't need that anymore.
Control S or F2, I think it's some, which I've accidentally hit F3, and then it loads your last one, and you're like,
oh shit, that was an hour ago.
Yeah. Like,
oh, God. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Yup, man. Oh, God. Dude, emulators are cool.
Super fun.
There's like the greatest thing in the world now. You get to just enjoy those old video games and kind of get rid of the bad shit like auto battles.
Yeah.
Leveling up.
Dump so many more mods into that stuff too.
Like you said, you can speed it up times 100 so you just don't have to deal with bullshit.
You go into those boss battles like a boss. Because I would just be like, okay, time to get to level 10 right now in Xenogears before I even move to the next part.
Just zap through it.
Times 10, my character's like, just running in circles. And he's just like beating the shit out of every random encounter. I'm like, and level 10. And it's like, real time, it was 30 seconds, and I'm good. Like, walking into the next boss battle, punch him in the face, win. I'm like, cool, this game's fucking good.
Exactly. When you're a kid, though, it takes 4 days to get to that
dude,
point.
Dude, for real, man. Yeah. Like, it's crazy, like, the difference in time. Like, it's why most games are so streamlined now. Like,
they hold your hand.
Every step of the way, man. Could you imagine being like, hey, good luck playing EverQuest 2 or some bullshit to somebody now?
it's like Tarkov.
The rage. Yeah, it is. Maybe that's why I like Tarkov so much.
It's an MMO. Like, if Tarkov is literally, there's no help, there's no tutorials, there's no, you just hail random NPCs until you get what you want. You're like, hail. And you learn really fast to hit enter to type stuff because A is auto attack. So you'd be like, you walk up and you're just like, oh, I need to type something to this NPC. Okay, after, and you hit like A on accident, and you're like, your character's like, hey, level 50 guard. And then it's like guard
punches him.
Yeah, the guard just takes your head off.
Fuck! Fuck! Oh my god.
Oh god, dude.
Fuck!
Walk back to your corpse, loot it, put your equipment back on.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna type this right this time.
Old school gaming hurt.
Old school gaming.
It hurt. It did. But it physical pain.
Now that's why you guys like Tarkov. That's why you guys like.
Yeah.
That's why you want demons.
It's tapping into. Like what were we as kids though? We were kind of masochists back then. We were like hurt us game, and it did every time.
And it did, and it hurt so good.
It took so many hours of my life.
Hurt me more.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I just wish we could go back.
I wish I could, like you said, the nostalgia glasses. Like, yeah. I just I sit here and I'm like, oh, I had so much fun with that game. Like Anarchy Online, I revisited it recently and they created a new server. They're, because the servers have been on for 22 years now. And they just created a new server where everyone started over. And I went back and I played it a little bit.
No shit.
Yeah, they gave me some... They gave me some like gift cards and stuff. I hooked up with them to give to people in chat.
Yeah.
Like I loved it for like 3 days and then was just like,
I can't do this.
Yeah, this isn't the same as when I was, when I was 12 and couldn't stop playing this to the point where like I was failing school, you know.
Well, the graphics were amazing too.
Yeah.
Back in that day.
Remember Unreal Tournament back when that fucking shit came out?
Oh, Unreal Tournament was so fun.
Dude, that was fucking amazing. That was another game I dumped my life into for a while.
Remember the map where it's floating in space?
Yup. And you have to jump for platforms.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
There was the jump and there was, wasn't there a connecting bridge?
Yep. There was like a little bridge. Like, because there was four corners. Wasn't there until like a center platform?
Yes, there was the center. And then the bridges, the long bridges, and then the actual like columns. There were columns, right? There were,
like, something like that. Yeah.
Wait for people to run over that hill and just snipe, snipe, snipe.
And that game, you learn how to shoot really good in those games because if you go back and play, even now, it's that instantaneous. Like it's so, guys. If you've never played even the new Unreal Tournament because they have the brand new one out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you play that shit, you're like
scan man.
It's so, hit scan. It's crack too. Like everyone's like just flying, and you're like two two. Then you go play Tarkov and you're like,
clunk, clunk, clunk.
It's sneaking through the bushes this fast.
Just slow. It's
different.
Your character's winded after like a sprint.
Get more than 40 kilos in gear. And you're just like,
too heavy.
Can't do the heavy movement.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I was like, Batty, why are you crawling? He's like, okay, your stamina actually climbs, moves forward if you're crawling. So you're actually pushing forward during this. I was like, it's been a while since I played Tarkov.
Things have changed.
Yeah, what's this yellow indicator? You're overweight.
You don't remember in the military when we were, you know, too tired from walking where you'd get on the ground and crawl so that you could regain your stamina to stand up?
I'm tired,
in real life.
Like, what is that mechanic, man?
Fuck. Oh,
man. Exactly. It's what is this mechanic?
I think that's it. I think it's kind of the end. Yeah, we're kind of there.
Okay, then.
No, Donut is about to tell a story, and you just cut him off.
Yeah, fuck you, Donut. You know what? You know
the halfway point, or is this the end of an episode?
This is it.
This is the end.
That's a fool.
I love the shotgun meta in Tarkov where you shoot people in the leg and they die instantly. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say.
Fair. Absolutely.
That was your last. Like, I really just really care about that shotgun meta right now.
Dude, I love it.
I haven't got to play it.
You want to play tonight?
It's so fun. I destroying people.
Why?
Because I told my community and Matt that I played.
Oh,
because
you told Matt. Fine. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll play shotgun meta Tuesday.
Yay.
Okay.
And I have to edit the video tonight.
Yeah. It's that. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Deal. Speaking of video, where can we find the video that you're listening to right now?
You can go on youtube.com/channel right. Podcast unsubscribe /.
You gotta do that anymore.
Just search unsubscribe podcast. There's links everywhere
on YouTube.
We've taken over all those people. It is nice now when you search us, we populate everything first.
So yeah, you can find Unsubscribe Podcast on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google, Stitcher, Podbean, Castro, all the things. I'm trying to make sure it's up everywhere for you guys.
Leave a review.
Please leave a review if you do, or a comment on YouTube.
Yeah.
But like not a mean one.
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings.
That one twat left that fucking one star. We're looking at you. You didn't even say why you left the one
star.
You
just left one. But whoever also said, this is a podcast with three dudes. Two good ones and one funny one. God bless your soul.
Goodbye.
So you can find Eli everywhere. Eli double tap. Donut everywhere. Donut operator. And I'm Batty.
Streams.
Fuck off.